This Easter season is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but it is also about the church, which is Christ's mystical risen body. We read through the Acts of the Apostles every year in the Easter season, for it chronicles the birth and growth of the church by Christ's gift of the Holy Spirit. In today's reading from Acts, our first reading, we hear how Saul, after his conversion, felt the need to connect with the church, that is, the disciples, in Jerusalem. The apostles and the other disciples were hesitant at first because of Saul's previous persecution of them, but they eventually saw the genuineness of his conversion, and they embraced and supported him. As an interesting side note, St. Bede the Venerable commented on this passage back in the 8th century that the church has to use the natural virtue of prudence in addition to the supernatural graces given by the Holy Spirit. When the brethren saw that the Hellenists were trying to kill Paul because of his preaching, they thought it better to send him away to Tarsus so that he might live to preach another day. That virtue of prudence is one that we still do well to cultivate. But back to the main point. Our responsorial psalm today also emphasizes for us the need for this community of believers that is the people of God. We sang together, "I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people." And then in the first stanza we heard, "I will fulfill my vows before those who fear the Lord." We are all called to fulfill our vows and promises before and with these people who fear the Lord. Our vows from baptism, our vows from confirmation, from matrimony or holy orders, as well as just living out the faith that we profess together each week in the Creed. Christianity, though deeply personal, is a communal reality that is perfected in relationships with others. This reality, of course, comes from God, for he is an eternal relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Trinity. So in our second reading today from the first letter of St. John, we hear from a part of the letter that is entitled Love for One Another. John says, "This is how we know that we belong to the truth." We belong. Our religion involves belonging, which is a primordial human need and good. St. John goes on to say in this passage, "Because we keep God's commandments and do what pleases him." And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. It's clear from this very short excerpt that belonging in Christ and in the church involves keeping commandments, or in other words, following some rules that God has set out for us, for our own good and for our thriving as a people. Rules, as we know, can be unpopular at times in society. It seems particularly so in this time. But there's really no society without rules, and there's no Christianity, no love of God, unless there's obedience to his will and selfless love for the others in the community. St. Paul wrote to the Christian community at Philippi in the years after he had joined up with the church in Jerusalem. He said, "Complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others." These are truly words to live by, not only in the church, but in our wider community. Finally, in our gospel reading today, Jesus uses the allegory of the vine and the branches to indicate just how close is to be the connection between the members of the church and himself, as well as one among the others. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing." To be the people we want to be, indeed, the people we were made to be, we do have to remain united with Christ in his church. Jesus actually says, "Remain in me," no fewer than 7 times in this gospel passage. Because of our fallen human condition, we do have a weakness that tends towards selfishness and division and isolation. With the help of the grace of God, though, and with prudence, we can be intentional about countering those tendencies and taking that preferential option for the good of others, for the community. Of course, nowhere do we build community, in the church or in the world, like we do when we celebrate the Paschal mystery of Christ in this Eucharist. As our catechism teaches us, drawing from today's gospel reading, in every liturgical action, the Holy Spirit is sent in order to bring us into communion with Christ and so to form his body. The Holy Spirit is like the sap of the Father's vine, which bears fruit on its branches. The most intimate cooperation of the Holy Spirit and the Church is arrived in the liturgy. And so, my brothers and sisters, united in this sacred liturgy this morning, let us, like the early church we read about all throughout Easter, go forth and boldly proclaim the resurrection of Jesus and live the fullness of communal life in him.